An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. Book 2, Chapter 14. Concerning Holy Mass and How to Hear It. I have as yet said nothing concerning the sun of all spiritual exercises, which is the most holy, sacred, and royal sacrifice and sacrament of the Eucharist, the center of the Christian religion, the heart of devotion, the soul of piety. An ineffable mystery which embraces the untold depths of divine charity, and in which God, giving himself to us, bestows upon us freely all his favors and graces. Prayer, united to this divine sacrifice, has unutterable power, so that in it the soul overflows with celestial grace, as, leaning upon her beloved, he fills her with fragrance and spiritual sweetness, until, in the words of Solomon, she is like pillars of smoke, of aromatical spices, with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the perfumer. Endeavor, if possible, to be present daily at the Holy Mass, that, together with the priest, you may offer the sacrifice of your Redeemer to God, his Father, in your own behalf and on that of the whole Church. The holy angels are always present in great numbers to honor this holy mystery, St. John Chrysostom says, and we may hope to be made partakers of their holiness when we are gathered together with them to the same intent. And the choirs of the Church Triumphant, as well as the Church Militant, join themselves to our Lord in this divine action, that with him, in him, and by him, we may, as it were, take God by storm and obtain his mercy and love. What a privilege to be united in so blessed and mighty an action! If you are unavoidably prevented from being present at the celebration of this great sacrifice of the Real Presence, do not fail to join in heart through spiritual communion, so that, if you cannot go to church and join actually, at least go there in the spirit. Unite your intention to all your brethren, and offer the same spiritual service that you would offer were you able to be present actually before the altar. In order to join profitably, whether actually or spiritually, take the following rules. 1. Begin with due preparation while the priest is at the foot of the altar, placing yourself in the presence of God, acknowledging your unworthiness, and asking pardon for your faults. 2. When he goes up the steps and to the gospel, meditate generally on the birth and life of our Savior. From the gospel until after the creed, reflect upon his teaching, and renew your resolution to live and die in the obedience and faith of the Holy Catholic Church. From the creed to the Lord's Prayer, apply your mind to the words of Christ, in union with the death and passion of the Redeemer, which are essentially and actually set forth in this holy sacrifice, which, together with the priest and all present, you offer to God the Father for his glory and your salvation. From the Our Father to the Communion, offer earnestly the prayers of your heart, ardently desiring to be forever joined and united to our Savior by an eternal love. Then, until the conclusion, thank him for his incarnation, his life, his death, his passion, and the love he shows to us in this blessed sacrifice, beseeching him, through it, to look graciously upon you, your relations, your friends, and the whole church." And then, meekly and humbly, receive the divine blessing which our Savior gives you through his priest. If you wish to make your daily meditation at this time, then do so instead of these several acts. Only turn your mind to offering this adorable sacrifice through your prayer and meditation. For all the acts I have suggested are actually or tacitly implied in devout meditation. Chapter 15. On Other Public Services. On Sundays and festivals especially, you should assist at the divine office as much as you are able, for these days above all are dedicated to God, and on them it is well to offer him a more abundant service than on other days. Thus you will experience the blessings of public worship, like St. Augustine, who records in his Confessions that when in the beginning of his conversion he heard the psalmody of the church, his heart melted within him, and his eyes streamed with holy tears. Moreover, there is always greater benefit and comfort to be derived from the public service of the church than from private devotion. God having promised a special blessing to communion above all else. Take advantage of the societies or confraternities which exist where you are, especially those whose rules abound most in good works and edification. This obedience is pleasing to God. For though the church does not enjoin such ties, she highly recommends them, in witness of which she grants indulgences and other privileges to confraternities. And it is always profitable to be joined to others and cooperate in good works. And although you might perform equally pious exercises by yourself, and perhaps with more self-gratification, yet God is more glorified by our being united to our friends and neighbors. I say the same of all public prayers and good works, in all of which we ought, as far as may be, to consider the benefit to our neighbors of a good example, and our own zeal for the glory of God and the common welfare. Chapter 16. Of the Invocation of Saints. Since God often sends us his inspirations by means of his angels, we ought frequently to offer him our aspirations through the same channel. The souls of the holy dead, who are in paradise with the angels, and of whom our Savior has taught us that they are like to and equal with them, also forward us by their holy prayers. Let us then unite our hearts to these celestial spirits and blessed souls, so that, as the young nightingale learns to sing from the older ones, surely by the sacred communion which we have with the saints, we may the better pray and praise our God. "I will sing praise unto you," said David, "in the sight of the angels." Honor, reverence, and love the holy and glorious Virgin Mary, for she is the mother of our Lord, and therefore our mother too. Fly to her as her child, and cast yourself on at her knees with a perfect confidence, at all times and on all occasions. Call on this dear mother, appeal to her maternal love, and strive to imitate her virtues. Familiarize yourself with the thought of the holy angels, and honor especially the guardian angel of the diocese in which you live, and those of your neighbors, and above all, your own. Call on them and honor them frequently, and ask for their help in all your affairs, temporal as well as spiritual. The holy Peter Lefebvre first priest, preacher, and lector in theology of the Society of Jesus, and earliest companion of St. Ignatius, its founder. On returning one day from Germany, where he had done great things for the glory of our Lord, happened to pass his birthplace, which was in this diocese. He related that in journeying through districts infected by heresy, he had received many consolations through a practice he had adopted of saluting the guardian angel of each parish on his entering it. And he said that he sensibly experienced their help both in guarding him from the ambushes of the heretics and also in rendering several souls mild and docile to receive the doctrines of salvation. And this he related with so much earnestness that a gentlewoman who, when young, had heard it from his own mouth, repeated it to me only 4 years ago with extraordinary feeling, although it was 60 years since she heard him tell it. I had the consolation last year to consecrate an altar on the spot where it had pleased God that this holy man should be born, in the little village of Villarette, amidst some of our most rugged mountains. Choose, as your patrons, some saints in particular, to whose life and imitation you feel most drawn, and in whose intercession you feel an especial confidence. The saint whose name you bear is already assigned to you from your baptism. End of chapter 16.